You probably think I'm at the dentist. You probably think that's the sound of a dentist's drill. But you're wrong. It isn't. It's the sound of some. Well, let me say who it isn't. It isn't the roofers come back to fix the work that they did, finished the day before yesterday. No. It's a company called Landscaping underscore GL, Glenn Meyer. And it's a guy who's out there blowing leaves around the place. I don't know what they're up to. The one thing I would say is that there's no sense to have somebody coming unexpectedly on a Wednesday morning to do work in the garden. I don't know what they're doing. They're blowing leaves. I got a phone call from my wife out of the blue, she's away, to tell me that, oh, these people are coming to tidy up the garden. I had no idea this was happening. I mean, you do need a bit of good communication, don't you? If you're living together in harmony. Otherwise, you can get it across purposes. Hello, Puma. Good morning. Good morning, my lovely black cat. Okay, you're going to want food. Open the food box. Give you some food. You're not getting fat anyway. There you are. There you are. You've got it all gold this morning. It really is. Yeah, I woke up at about 6:45. My daughter was leaving the house. She didn't get half enough sleep last night. She went off into university at some ridiculously early hours this morning, and explained to me that she actually quite likes. She didn't. Ex She explained this to me last night. I'm all over the place anyway. I'm gonna use the kingfish in the mouth. Or is that, do kingfishers have a long pointed beak? I think they do. Anyway, this is the mug I'm having my tea out of. Anyway, who expects you to be coherent? See, the tea caddy's even empty. At least I got plenty of these bags. You're probably wondering if indeed I had a TIA or indeed I had a stroke and that was the cause of the crash that I had on Thursday evening. Well, the good news is I fell asleep at the wheel and that's why I crashed into the car in front of me. That's good news, you see, because if the other explanation for what happened that's bog standard boiled water going into a cup that has a bog standard tea bag in it. Anyway, I suppose I better put on the record that I went to the doctor, was checked out, had more exercises to do at the doctor's yesterday than I've ever had. I had to follow a light and see if my eyes were okay. I had to do various things. The only thing he didn't do was to get a mallet or get a little thing and tap me on the knee to see if my reflex reactions were working. But anyway, apparently you don't lose consciousness if you have a TIA. No, that's not a symptom of having a TIA. So he's about 99.9% certain after checking me out that I didn't have a TIA. But he said, go home now and if anything strange happens, come back. And that's what I'll do. So I fell asleep at the wheel. There we are. Does that mean I'll never drive a car again in case I fall asleep at the wheel? No, but I won't drive as often. And certainly before I go driving any sort of a distance other than locally, I might get in the habit of having a cup of coffee before leaving home. I say might. This is a very good resolution to make sure you have a cup of coffee before driving a car in case you feel drowsy or tired or anything. Get a little bit of extra help from the caffeine. But I'm sure that if I make the resolution today, I'll break it within a week. So I just gotta pay more attention to my body. Yeah. And who among us doesn't need to pay more attention to our body? Blessed are those who pay attention to their body. They shall stay awake while driving. I nearly added into heaven. But blessed are those who stay awake. They will inherit survival. Back to the studio. Oh, sorry, I didn't have a drink of my tea before saying goodbye to you. Oh dear, Wednesday morning. Lovely to be thinking of you all. It really is. And now back to the studio.